careful. It is extremely dangerous to murmur and complain against God. Amen. What does the Bible say about murmuring? Here are some things that the Word of God say about murmuring. In Philippians 2, 13 through 15, for God is working in you, giving you the desires and power to do what pleases him. Do everything without complaining and arguing so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. We are supposed to be light in the world. Amen? So watch your mouth and watch your testimony, because even if you never say nothing, your conduct says everything. In James 5 and 9, do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. And that's another thing we are guilty of. We will complain to somebody else about somebody in our churches, on committees. We'll go and talk to somebody else about their behavior. And that lets them know, well, your behavior isn't any better than theirs, because it's like a dog carrying a bone. If you carry one, you're bringing one. Amen. Above all, love each other warmly, because love covers many sins. Welcome each other as guests without complaining. Each of you as a good manager must use the gift that God has given you to serve others. People, that's part of our mission on life, our mission on earth if we are a child of God. We are to serve one another. The Word of God say, don't seek to be served as to be a servant. So we need to learn how to serve one another and then greet each other with love and kindness. Love people. Be authentic in your love. Amen. Everybody know when you really mean it, and they know when you don't. Even an animal know when you love him. A dog know when you love him and concerned about him. So we as people of God need to revamp our way of thinking. We need to learn how to bless each other, how to say a positive, encouraging word to each other. And side note here, we can only learn how to do these things if we are reading and studying and meditating on the Word of God, because God will change our conversation with each other. Amen? And only God can do it. But you must be willing to let him do it. Amen? In Jude, they talk about wickedness. Jude 1 and 16. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouths speaking great swelling words, having men's personal in administration because of advantages. These are people that are running their mouths and talking about things they don't have and what they do have. Swelling words mean great, big, big lies. They're telling stuff that's not true. And they're only doing it because they want the admiration and presence of men. So that's another thing you have to look out for. Men can only take you so far. God is eternal. Just learn to conduct your mouth. Police up your mouth. Watch what you say, why you say it, when you say it, and how you say it. And don't be so quick to say everything that comes to your mind, because it's not necessarily to say that. Amen. We don't want to be hindrances. We don't want to be stumbling blocks to people. Amen. Especially people that don't know Christ. We want to conduct ourselves as men and women of God all the time. Amen. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 say, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is our helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? That's one thing we need to understand. Man has nothing to give us. It only takes from us. So be mindful of all these things. And like I say, the only way you're going to know what the Word of God is saying about you and your life is if you study and read the Word of God. Amen? Amen. The last one I have is keep on rejoicing in the Lord at all times. I will say it again, keep on rejoicing. Let us not murmur. Let us be happy and rejoice always in the Lord. Let us be thankful for our blessings and be characterized by a spirit of gratitude. Amen. Let us always be thankful to God. Let us learn not to complain and murmur. Remember, God does not like it, and there are consequences for it. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Jesus is Lord over my spirit, my soul, and my body. Jesus has been made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I do not fret or have anxiety about anything. I do not have a care. I am the body of Christ. I am redeemed from the curse because Jesus bore my sickness and carried my disease in his own body. By his stripes, I'm healed. I forbid any sickness or disease to operate in my body, in Jesus' name. Every organ, every tissue of my body function in the perfection which God created it to function. I honor God and bring glory to him in my body. I have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart, in Jesus' name. I am a believer, not a doubter. I hold fast to my confession of faith. I decide to walk by faith and practice faith. My faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. Jesus is the author and developer of my faith, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit, and his love abides in me richly. I keep myself in the kingdom of light, in love, in the word, and the wicked one touches me not, in Jesus' name. I thread up on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. I take my shield of faith and quenches every fiery dart. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. In the name of Jesus. I'm delivered from this present evil world. I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. I reside in the kingdom of God's dear Son. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. In the name of Jesus. I fear not, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. God is on my side, in Jesus' name. I hear the voice of the good shepherd. I hear my Father's voice, and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. I roll my works up on the Lord. I commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause my thoughts to become agreeable to his will. And shall my plans be established and succeed in Jesus' name. I am a world overcomer because I'm born of God. I represent the Father and Jesus well. I'm a useful member in the body of Christ. I'm his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus. My Father God is all the while effectually at work in me, both to will and do his good pleasures, in Jesus' name. I let the word of God dwell in me richly. He began a good work in me will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. I'm a spirit learning to live in a natural world. I have a soul and I live in a physical body. I am in the world, but I'm not of the world. God of peace, I ask you to sanctify me in every way and may my whole spirit and soul and body be kept harmless until the day when our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. In Jesus' name. Father, you called me and you are completely dependent. You said it and you will do this. Thank you for the Spirit who guides me into all truth through my regenerated human spirit. In Jesus' name. Lord, your searchlight penetrates my human spirit, exposing every hidden motive. You actually gave me your spirit, not the world's spirit, so I can know the wonderful things you have given us. I'm a child of God, born of the Spirit of God, filled with the Spirit of God and led by the Spirit of God. I listen to my heart and I look at the Spirit inside me. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for directing me and illuminating my mind. You lead me in the way I should go in all the affairs of life. You lead me by an inward witness. The eyes of my understanding are being enlightened. Wisdom is in my inward parts. In the name of Jesus. God love is perfected in me. I have an unction from the Holy One. Father, I'm becoming spirit conscious. I listen to the voice of my spirit and obey what my spirit tells me. My spirit is controlled by the Holy Spirit and dominates me. For I walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I example my leading in the light of the Word. In Jesus' name. I trust in you, Lord, with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, I acknowledge you and you direct my path. I walk in the light of the Word. Holy Spirit, you are my counselor, teaching me to educate, train, and develop my human spirit. The Word of God shall not depart out of my mouth. I meditate therein day and night. Therefore, I shall make my way prosperous, and I will have good success in life. I'm a doer of the word and put your word first in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you right now for restoring, because this is the year of restoration. Father God, you said in your word that you will restore everything for us. And we thank you for restoration this year. Father God, you told us that the years that the palmer worm, the caterpillar, the canker worm, and the locust has eaten up will be restored back to us in the name of Jesus. Father God, you also told us for our sake you will redeem the time. Lord, we thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify and we magnify your name. You told us also in your word, God, that we was the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, the lenders and not the borrowers. You have truly made us rich and no sorrow has been added. We thank you today, God. You told us in your word, you prepare our way for us before we get there. You told us you make the crooked place straight. We thank you for making the crooked places straight in our life. We thank you for preparing our way, God. You told us in your word that everything in our life worked together for the good of those that love you and call according to the purpose in the name of Jesus. So we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise goes to you today, God. And we just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry, and to correspond with us, you may call at 318
623-9500.